Hey everyone, welcome back to the Teaching and Learning Innovation Podcast. One of the exciting things that the TLIC does is talk about using generative AI as a learning resource. Their script was created using Notebook LM, and it's an example of the ways in which AI can be used to create content for your classroom. I'm Gary Ackerman, the director of the TLIC.
And I'm Catherine Gies, GCC's Coordinator of Instructional Technology. And today, we're talking about something that may surprise you. Why one of the most iconic educational philosophers of the last century, John Dewey, is more relevant today than ever.
You know, in a time when algorithms can grade papers, personalize lessons, and even write textbook content, it's tempting to think about teaching as just another process that we can automate.
But Dewey would disagree, and not politely. He'd argue that education isn't a system to optimize. It's a human experience to live through.
Exactly. You know, I was introduced to John Dewey in the 1980s, and his writing has shaped my entire approach to this work of education. And lately, I've been thinking about what Dewey would make of AI and all the digital chaos that we're in now.
That reflection's a reminder. Dewey's philosophy emerged during an industrial transformation, with education shifting away from agrarian roots towards a system structured by factories, efficiency, and conformity.
Sound familiar? Fast forward to today, and we're seeing education bend under digital pressures. Predictive analytics, digital dashboards, and intelligent tutoring systems. It's all like we're industrializing learning again, just with sleeker tools.
Let's zoom in on Dewey's core belief. We do not learn from experience, we learn from reflecting on experience. He said that in Education and Experience, and it's just as powerful now.
AI can't reflect. It can recommend, analyze, and organize, but it can't feel what it's like to wrestle with an idea, to fail, regroup, and find meaning. Dewey championed that reflective loop, action followed by contemplation.
And that's the danger with automation. If students only interact with content through clean, optimized steps, where's the friction? Where's the discovery?
I think we're all worried that students might be over-assisted by AI, too shielded from productive struggle. Dewey would say, don't rob them of uncertainty. That's where growth lies.
Another cornerstone of Dewey's work, inquiry. He didn't want students passively receiving information. He wanted them to construct knowledge by investigating the world around them.
That flips the model of today's AI-powered classrooms. Instead of guiding students to answers, we should be asking, are students formulating their own questions, testing hypotheses, making sense of complex realities?
If we're just spoon-feeding students curated answers, we're teaching them to rely on systems, not on their own reasoning.
And inquiry builds on resilience. Do we believe students should encounter real problems, messy, nuanced ones that they care about? That's where imagination and ethical thinking emerges.
Now, Dewey was more than just a learning theorist. He was deeply political. He saw classrooms as miniature democracies, spaces where students practice participation, dialogue, and mutual respect.
In a world shaped by opaque algorithms, this idea is critical. Who designs these systems? What values do they carry? Dewey would tell educators, interrogate the tech. Don't adopt it blindly.
And let's be real, bias is baked into data. If AI is trained on flawed systems, it can reproduce inequality. Dewey's framework demands transparency and ethical accountability.
And students, they shouldn't just learn with technology, they should learn to question it. Question the curriculum, the systems, and the structures that govern education.
That's probably Dewey's most underused insight today. Questioning isn't just a skill, it's a civic duty.
One of Dewey's boldest ideas, intelligence isn't a score, it's capacity for adaptation. He loathed standardized testing, thought it was reductive.
And what do most AI systems measure today? Scores, clicks, engagement, static metrics that flatten learning into snapshots.
Learning is dynamic. It's nonlinear. Dewey would say, forget the answer sheets, show me the thought process. That's why he loved projects, journals, and portfolios.
Modern educators should ask, how can tech support reflection, not just performance? Can we design systems that document growth, not just completion?
And that's a cultural shift that means embracing complexity, accepting ambiguity, valuing stories over statistics.
Now, let's talk about teachers. In some AI-driven models, teachers are pushed into tech support roles, managing tools, tracking data, reacting to auto-generated feedback.
But Dewey saw teachers as artists, as facilitators of exploration. Their job wasn't just instruction, it was co-inquiry.
Exactly. Teachers shape the environment where students grow. They foster judgment, empathy, improvisation, all the things machines can't replicate.
Tech is a tool. The teacher is the architect. That distinction matters more now than ever.
Finally, let's talk about uncertainty. Dewey embraced it. He believed education should prepare students to navigate the unknown.
AI loves prediction, optimization, certainty. Dewey was like, let's get messy. Students need to know how to approach a problem and not just how to solve it.
It's capacity building, not just knowledge acquisition. And in a world that's constantly changing, that kind of flexibility isn't a luxury. It's survival.
Dewey's framework helps us to ask bigger questions. What kind of people are we trying to get our students to become? What kind of society are we preparing them to shape?
So, let's recap. AI may change how we teach, but Dewey reminds us why we teach.
Reflection, inquiry, democracy, growth. These are human pursuits, and no algorithm can substitute them.
If you're an educator feeling overwhelmed by the pace of tech, John Dewey is your anchor. His vision isn't a relic. It's revolutionary.
Thanks for joining us in this deep dive. Stay curious, stay reflective, and above all, keep it human.
And on that note, although this script was generated mostly by AI, Gary, do you care to mention the prompt that you used to create the script and how it seemed?
Yeah, actually, this script was taken from Notebook LM. I gave Notebook LM a blog post that I had written that has an awful lot of my thinking about Dewey, my thoughts about Dewey. I put those into Notebook LM, and it generated the script. And, you know, it really is kind of spot on as to what I think Dewey means to my work and to the work of educators in general. So AI did a good job in this case.
He used it as a tool.
Thanks, everybody. Listen for the next episode of the TLIC podcast.